نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، as you continue with Sharh Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, with the explanation of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafizahullah, after apologies for the late start, the last time we had point number 118 and point number 119. So just to mention some of the points that we had from last time, and the first point was with regard to the fact that Allah has never been worshipped with anything the like of fear of Him, the like of khawf. And Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, mentioned in his explanation that ibadah, worship, must be based upon three matters. It must be based upon fear, khawf, and upon hope, al-raja, and upon love, al-mahabba. So the worship of a Muslim should not be just based upon fear alone, to such an extent that the person only has fear of Allah, to such an extent that he despairs of Allah's mercy. For this is the way of the Khawarij, those who take the textual threats and leave aside the textual promises of reward, the text that would give hope. Likewise, that worship should not be just based upon hope alone, just hoping, having hope in Allah's mercy alone, to such an extent that the person feels safe from Allah's plan. For this is the way of the Murji'ah. And likewise, worship of Allah should not be just based upon love, muhabba, without any fear or hope, which is what the Sufis claim is their way, that they claim that they worship Allah purely out of love of Him, not hoping for His reward and not fearing His punishment. Rather, worship should be based upon all three, have its fair share of all three: fear of Allah and His punishment, hope in Allah and His reward, hope in His reward, and love of Him, being the Most High. Likewise came the point that the person should adhere to having shyness with respect to Allah, shyness that Allah should see him disobeying Him. So just the same as a person feels shy in front of the people, that people should see him doing something not befitting, and how much more so should be the case with respect to his Lord, He the Most High. You can see him at all times. Then we have the point with regard to beware of the path of the Sufis, the way of the Sufis, those who worship Allah upon innovations, those who give no importance to seeking hadith, seeking knowledge, give no importance to hadith, and who say, the Sufis who say, that seeking knowledge, it just preoccupies you away from worship and from dhikr of Allah, from remembrance of Allah. So Shaykh al-Fawzan made the point, refuting this evil argument, that worship and dhikr would only be correct if they are based upon the book and the sunnah. The excuse that they use not to seek worship, not to seek knowledge, and the excuse they use to put others off from seeking knowledge, is it will divert you away from dhikr and divert you away from worship. The Shaykh refuted it by saying that worship and dhikr will only be correct if they are based upon the book and the sunnah. And you'll only know this, that your worship and your dhikr is based upon the book and the sunnah, if you acquire knowledge. If you acquire knowledge of the book and the sunnah. And the Shaykh quoted the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does an action not in accordance with this affair of ours, then it will be rejected. And he quoted it with a few wordings, and whoever introduces into this affair of ours that which is not from it, then it will be rejected. So the Sheikh mentioned that how will you know that the action you're doing is in accordance with what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, unless you seek knowledge of it, seek knowledge of the Sunnah, and you acquire knowledge of it. How will you know that something you're doing is not something newly invented, unless you acquire knowledge of what the Sunnah is, and therefore know that which came later? And then he made the point that seeking knowledge is better than optional worship. Seeking knowledge is better than other acts of optional worship. As I said, explain why this is. And this is because of the fact that a person who seeks knowledge, by means of that knowledge, he'll be able to put his own worship right, his own deeds right, and he'll also be able to benefit others. And he quoted the example of the moon and the star, and quoted the hadith in that regard. The virtue of the scholar, the person of knowledge, over the worshipper, is like the virtue of the moon over the rest of the stars, likening the scholar to the moon. The Sheikh of Rawzan said, because the moon shines itself and it gives light to others to benefit from it, that a traveller can travel with moonlight, and so on and so forth, so it's benefit spreads to others. Whereas the star, it shines itself, it twinkles itself, but its light, it can't travel with its light, it doesn't benefit others. And the Sheikh mentioned the warning against the way of the Sufis, their contrary way, those who do not withhold themselves from that which is forbidden, from secluding themselves with the women, from looking at that which is forbidden, from committing sins, and who say that it's not a problem for them, they don't need to worry about that, it won't be a problem for them. And those Sufis who say that they do not need to worship, they've reached a level that they don't need to worship anymore. Sheikh warned against that way of theirs, that innovative way of theirs, an evil way. Those who say that you must take a Sheikh, you need a Sufi Sheikh, you must take him and follow him, and follow the Sufi tariqah, follow the Sufi way. So Sheikh warned against that evil way. I mentioned that it's just shaitan, what they're actually following is just shaitan, who's taking them away from the deen of Allah. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continued, what occurs here on page 131, or the second volume, as point number 120, where he said, rahimahullah, وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى دَعَى الْخَلْقَ كُلَّهُمْ إِلَى عِبَادَتِهِ وَمَنَّ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ تَفَضُّلًا مِنْهُ. And know that Allah the Most High has called all of the creation to worship Him. And after that, He favoured whomever he wished with Islam from his grace. He favoured whomever he wished from his grace, or he favoured whomever he wished with Islam as a favour from him, tafaddulan, from his grace, or as a favour from him. Sheikh Fawzan, rahimahullah, he said in explanation, the author, rahimahullah, says, wa'alam, and you should know. He said, O Muslim, O seeker of knowledge, O student of knowledge, and take heed of the fact that Allah created the creation, all of them, to worship Him. He the Most High said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Surah Al-Bariyat, the 51st Surah, Ayah 56, with the explanation, and I did not create the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me alone. Sheikh Fawzan said, this was from the aspect of information. In this ayah, there's a case as an information in that regard. And from the aspect of a command, He, the Most High, said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. سورة البقرة, the second surah, ayahs 21 and 22, with explanation. O mankind, worship your Lord, He who created you, and those who came before you, so that you may be those who are dutiful to your Lord. He who has laid out the earth as a carpet for you, and has made the sky as a canopy, and has sent down rain from the clouds, and with it He has brought out fruits as provision for you. So do not take any rivals along with Allah in worship, when you know that there is no Lord who provides for you besides Him. And He said, Shaykh Fadhan said, He the Most High said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاءَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاءَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Surah Al-Hajj, 22nd Surah, the first ayah, the explanation. O mankind, fear and be dutiful to your Lord. Indeed, the quaking of the hour will be something tremendous. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Surah Fatir, the 35th Surah, Ayah 5, with the explanation. O mankind, the promise of Allah is true, so do not be deceived by the life of this world, and do not let Satan deceive you with false hopes, but Allah will pardon and forgive you. Shaykh Fawzan, Allah said, so this is an address to the whole of mankind, to their believers and their disbelievers, to their jinn and their humans, that they should single out Allah with all worship, and that they should not worship anyone else along with Him, because they have no Lord, no Rabb. They have no Lord and nurturer except for Allah, the Majestic and Most High. Then he made a point, and what is predominantly found in the addresses in the Meccan surahs is يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. And what's mostly found in those surahs that came down in the first part of Islam in Mecca is that any address that's directed comes in the form يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, with the explanation, O mankind. So Shaykh said that's what's mostly found in the addresses in the Meccan surahs, surahs that came down in Mecca. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, the explanation, O mankind. And what is mostly found in Al-Madinah is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the explanation, O you who believe, O you who are believers. So the Shaykh makes the point, most of the surahs that came down in Mecca, when there's an address in them, it comes in the form يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, an address to all of mankind, all mankind. Whereas the surahs that came down in Al-Madinah, where there is an address, it mostly occurs in the form يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the explanation, O you who believe. Then the Shaykh said, even though there is, or even though there are sometimes found in the Meccan surahs or the Medinan surahs other than this, in the other way around sometimes. But what is counted is what predominates. So this is a call. So this call, it shows a clear indication that worship is not correct except for Allah the Perfect and Most High. And Allah the Majestic and Most High has commanded with it all of mankind. The address to worship Him alone is commanded all of mankind with that. And He created them for that purpose. So no one has any right to it. Any right to worship. No one has any right to it. Neither the angels, nor the prophets, nor the awliya, the beloved obedient servants of Allah, nor the salihun, nor the righteous people, nor the jinn, nor mankind, nor any created being. Worship is the right of Allah over all of the creation. And he said, so the call to the worship of Allah is universal. However, those who actually comply with this call, they are the elite ones from the servants. And many turn away from the worship of Allah. And the few are those who listen and are attentive to this call and to this affair, such that they comply with the command of Allah. So Allah guided them, He the Majestic and Most High, and He directed them to it, and He granted them its attainment on account of their turning and then listening to the call of Allah. All of mankind are called to worship Allah alone. All of them are called to it. But how many respond? Only a few of them respond to it. And those who do respond, those who listen to the call, as the Sheikh said, then He directs them and He grants them attainment of it on account of the means, the reason of their turning and their listening to the call of Allah. He said, so the sabab, the reason or the means, is from the servant. And the tawfiq, the grant of success, is from Allah. And the tawfiq, the grant of success, from Allah comes as a result, based upon the reason, the means, that is with the servant. So if the servant carries out the means, then Allah directs him correctly and makes it easy for him. Just as He the Most High said, إِنَّ سَعِيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّكَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Surah Al-Layl, the 92nd surah, Ayahs 4 to 10, with the explanation. Your deeds are diverse. So whoever gives in Allah's cause and is dutiful to his Lord and attests to Allah's reward, then we shall guide him to doing that which is pleasing to Allah. And whoever is miserly and withholds and thinks himself self-sufficient and denies Allah's promise of reward, then we shall make easy for him doing actions that Allah hates. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so al-hidayah, so guidance, has a means, as a reason. And dalal, misguidance, as a means or a reason. From the servant, from the person himself. So this is something which it is obligatory to take note of. It's a very important point the Sheikh makes, for both hidayah, guidance, and dalal, misguidance. They have a reason, a means, a reason that brings them about in the person. Sheikh said, because there are those who say that if guidance has been decreed for me, then I will be guided. And if misguidance has been decreed for me, then I will be misguided. You know, so just make this crazy statement. I mean, they're not going to bother to do any action, they're not going to bother to try or strive. They just say, you know, if guidance has been decreed for me, I will be guided anyway. And if misguidance has been decreed for me, then I'm going to be misguided. Can't do anything about it, in other words. The Sheikh said, and this is futile speech, and it is ihtijaj bil qadr, and it is trying to use pre-decree as an excuse, as an argument. And this person forgets that carrying out the means is from himself. So he will never attain guidance without the means. He will never attain guidance unless he applies the means to it. The Sheikh gave an example to clarify this. He said, so you, if you wish to have children, then you must get married and carry out the means, which is to marry. But as for if you remain single and you do not get married, then children will not come to you. And likewise provision, rizq. If you just sit down and do not act at all, and you just depend upon pre-decree, then nothing will come to you. But if you get up and work and take the means and you seek provision, then Allah will make it easy for you. So the birds and the animals, they do not remain in their nests and their dwelling places. Rather, they go out in the morning with empty bellies, and they come back in the evening with full bellies. In the footnote, they mention, this is taken from a hadith, they mention from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تُوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُوَكُّلِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيِّرِ تَغْدُوا خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you were to truly rely upon Allah, you to truly have tawakkul, to truly rely upon Allah, then He would provide for you, just as He provides for the birds. They go out in the morning with empty bellies, and they return in the evening with full bellies. They mention this hadith is reported by Tayalisi in his Musnad, and by Ibn al-Mubarak, and Imam Ahmad, and Abd ibn Humayd in his Musnad, by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and others, and in the Sikad Sahih by Al-Hakim, authentic by Al-Hakim and Ibn Hibban. As a side point, also declared Sahih, authentic by Shaykh Al-Albani. So Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, after mentioning the statement, that if you get up and you work and you take the means and you seek provision, then Allah will make it easy for you. So the birds and the animals, they don't remain sitting in their nests and their dwelling places. Rather, they go out in the morning with empty bellies, and they come back in the evening with full bellies. She said they go out to seek provision. So the means, the sabab, the means must be taken. You have to take the means, you have to apply the means. So hidayah, so therefore guidance will not come about without the means. And misguidance will not come about without a reason, without a means from the servant. Because Allah does not oppress anyone. So the person who wishes for good, then Allah will make easy for him, will make easy for him good, and he will open his chest to it. And the one who intends evil, or who wishes for evil, Allah will make evil easy for him and prepare him for it as a recompense for his inclination and his desire. So the servant must be attentive to this. The servant must be attentive to this matter, for it is a very subtle point. So it is essential to carry out the means in all affairs, and from them is Iman, true faith, and Hidayah, guidance, and entry into paradise and the fire. And he said, he's saying, وَمَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ تَفَضُّلًا مِنْهُ. And after that, he favoured whomever he wishes with Islam from his grace. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning Allah bestowed favour upon whomever he wished with Islam, by granting him Islam from his grace, or as a favour from him, he the perfect. However, the favour that is from Allah has a sabab, has a reason or means, and being deprived of it also has a means, a reason in the servant. So one must take note of this, and a person should not use pre-decree as an excuse, like those who said, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 148, with the explanation, those who associated others in worship along with Allah say, if Allah had wished, we would not have associated anything in worship with Him, nor would we have forbidden those things that we declare forbidden. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is using pre-decree as an excuse, just the same as Iblis made an excuse, made an argument, and said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th Surah, Ayah 16. But when Iblis said to his Lord, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, the explanation, so because of your having misguided me. Shaykh Fawzan said, he used as an argument pre-decree, and he forgot that he himself, from his pride and his haughtiness, refused to obey the command of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So Allah misguided him on account of what? On account of the fact that he refused to obey and was haughty and was from the disbelievers. So he refused to prostrate as Allah, the Perfect and Most High, had commanded him to. So there is no proof, or there's no excuse for him in that. The proof is established against him, because the state of wretchedness that he attained was on account of his own disobedience. That's where Sheikh Bazan ends explanation of this point. And on the same point, Sheikh Salih al-Sahimi, hafidhullah, he said, in his sage explanation, he said, mention this point, that the whole of the creation has been called to the worship of Allah alone. But then, only some of them respond. And Allah bestows His favour upon those who respond to Him and grants them Islam. So the Shaykh made the point, Shaykh Salih al-Sahimi, he said, this is an indication towards the two wills, the iradatayn, the two wills of Allah the Most High. The diniyya al-shar'iyya, Allah's will that relates to the affairs of the religion and the legislation. And al-kawniyya al-qadariyya, Allah's will that relates to the creation and to what is pre-decreed to occur. So Allah, the Exalted and Most High, commanded His servants, all of them, that they should worship Him and not associate anything in worship with Him. And He informed them that the purpose for which He created them is that He created them to worship Him, and that He brought them about to obey Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Same ayah with explanation, sort of Dariyat. And I did not create jinn and mankind except that they should worship me alone. And the Shaykh said, then all of the affairs are in the hand of Allah, and Allah has total dominion, total kingship. He does whatever He wishes and chooses. So from the servants, from the people, there are some whom He guides to carry out this worship which He commanded, and there are some whom He does not guide to carry it out. So therefore He has commanded us that we should worship Allah the Exalted and Most High in accordance with what He has legislated. And worship, ibadah, is a comprehensive term which covers everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, from statements and actions, those which are outward, apparent, and those which are inward. So it is obligatory upon us that we worship Him. He the Exalted and Most High, just as He commanded us. He the Perfect and Most High, by making our deeds purely and sincerely for Allah, and by making our following purely for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not adding anything and not taking anything away. And finally, Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, he said in his explanation, he mentioned a number of the ayahs that have already been brought, and then he said, then after this Allah created, or he said after this Allah called all of mankind to His religion and to worship of Him. And he particularized whomever He wished from them, and granted them guidance to this religion as a favor from Him. So he guided whomever He wished by His favor. And He misguided whomever He wished by His justice, by His adl. And He, the Majestic, said, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. Surah Al-Kahf, the 18th Surah, Ayah 17, the explanation. Whomever Allah guided, then He is the one who is guided. and whomever he misguided, then you will not find any patron who can guide him. The Shaykh said, and those whom Allah specified, those whom Allah particularized with guidance, they carried out that which Allah made obligatory upon them, from worship, which is built upon Tawheed. And he said, with regard to their imam, the imam of those people, and their example, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي فَأَعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th surah, ayahs 14 to 15. For the explanation, say, it is Allah that I worship, making my religion purely and sincerely for Him. So worship whatever you wish besides Him. Say, those who are truly in lust are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Indeed that is the clear loss. And shall finish by saying, so all praises for Allah who guided us to this. And we could not have been guided if Allah had not guided us. And Allah is the one who grants success. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, subhanallah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.